This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. The Durham-based band The Pinkerton Raid released a new album this week. It's called Tolerance Ends, Love Begins. The new music melds rock and pop with bright harmonies and a southern twang. Band's third album, and they're going to be hosting an album release show tonight, 8 o'clock at Motorco in Durham. They're going to be performing in Wilmington tomorrow, Charlotte, Winston-Salem, and Raleigh later in the month. And we've got all that information at our website, stateofthings.org. But right now, here's the band, five members at least of the Pinkerton Raid: Jesse James DeCanto on guitar and banjo, Katie DeCanto on ukulele, John DePew on bass, Scott McFarlane on drums, and Eric Johnson on the electric guitar. Welcome to the Pinkerton Raid. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Frank. Good
Thanks
to be here.
Coming
us.
In. So, Jesse, tell us about, you wrote a lot of these songs. Tell us about this album, kind of what it represents to you.
Yeah, it's personal storytelling, like a lot of music. You know, it's grounded in real life experiences that I've had or that I watched happen in other people's lives. Tolerance Ends comes from, one of the songs is by that name, and that's where the album title came from. And really, that's just based on a sign that's on the side of the road. It instructs big rig truckers to get off a country highway and onto the sturdy interstate. It's a sort of direction for a truck route, but I found the language so compelling at a certain point in my life, I just had to write about it.
Right. Let's talk about the family aspect of this, Katie, you and Jesse, and you've got another sibling in this band, if we let you bring in more folks. What's it like to be a family band, or at least have family members on the same band?
That's a great question that I've been asked a lot, but I've never really been in a band without my family, so I have not a lot to compare it to. But I would say there's positive elements. There's this kind of trust that we have, and this freedom to be more honest maybe than we would be otherwise, because we have to still have family dinners together when mom's birthday comes around. So we have to, and we kind of can't walk away angry too much. So I think that freedom really helps us in terms of molding the music, but also, you know, sometimes I wish we could be a little less honest, but I think it works out for the best most of the time.
The sound is good. That tension is what makes it great. I'll prove it right now. We play a song for us?
Yeah, sure. Right. I think we're going to play that song Jesse was talking about, Tolerance Ends. Cross the bridge to the other side. They've always got a place for you, but only girls are hired. If you want a job, you'll have to pay, 'cause love around here is tired. The sign says tolerance ends. You cross that line, they'll take your money, but not your time. Everything that meets her eye, nothing less will satisfy. She needs your touch, your words, your smile, the gifts that money can't buy. Better give her what she needs, don't let your love grow tired. The sign says tolerance ends. You cross that line, they'll take your money, but not your time. Today she loves no other man, but man, just give it time. One day the boys will make her blush, you'll have to get in line. Give her all you've got, don't let your love grow tired. You better give it while the
your money, but not your time. Tolerance ends, you cross that line. They'll take your money, but not your time. They'll take your money.
The Pinkerton Raid, Tolerance Ends, a song from their brand new album. The band is going to play an album release show tonight at Motorco Music Hall in Durham, North Carolina. That's at 8. And then they're playing in Wilmington and all around the state, really, later this month. And we've got their sites at our and their gigs coming up on our website, stateofthings.org. Jesse, tell me a little bit about the collaborative nature of this band, because we've got five of you here today, but you have others, and the band kind of grows and shrinks depending on, you know, what you're doing. How do you conceive the band? I mean, what is it, a collective, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a good word. I like to use the word family, you know. So we love to play with as many people as we can, but, you know, it's... Everybody's got busy lives and has to figure out another way to make a living most of the time. So we're dependent on how this can fit into their lives. And
but I wonder about you, because you write a lot of the music. Do you sort of imagine who's going to play this, what instruments you're going to have, or
yeah.
How does that work for you as a writer?
Yeah, I definitely am thinking both in terms of what personnel we have and what personnel we might need to carry out what I might want to do, you know.
Dear, I've written a part for an ocarina. All right, what am I going to do?
Katie, learn the ocarina. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, listen, will you play another song for us right now?
Sure.
Thank you.
This is called Deeper Than Skin.
Whoa, oh, whoa. Fingers had invaded the space between a lonely girl who gave love at arm's length and an eager boy who thought he had the strength to overcome your guards and climb the tower to your heart to find love deeper than skin, to know your secrets deep within, to know how you feel from the outside in, to find love deeper than skin. Whoa. Your heart, he wanted love deeper than skin, to know your secrets deep within, to know how you feel from the outside in, to find love deeper than skin. Far away, thought you'd let me inside one day, but around your heart it's a wall of stone. I could never, never call it my own. So now it's time to say goodbye, to find someone who wants to be mine. To find love deeper than skin, to know your secrets deep within, to know how you feel from the outside in. Deeper than skin, to know your secrets deep within, to know how you feel from the outside in, to find love. deeper than skin.
Love, deeper than skin.
Love, deeper than skin.
Love, deeper than skin.
Love, deeper than skin.
Love,
deeper than skin, the Pinkerton Raid. Jesse James DeCanto on guitar, Katie DeCanto on ukulele, John DePue on the bass, Scott McFarlane on drums, Eric Johnson on the electric guitar. Some of the band is here today, and Jesse, you talked about some of the side gigs you do. Katie, you one of the things you do is lead hymns at congregations. Is that right? Tell us about that job.
I do. Yeah, there are a couple of congregations in Durham that hire me pretty regularly to come in and lead the services for the music side of things. And so sometimes there's a band and it's different every week, and I get to a lot of control in picking songs, and it's really great. It's been a challenge for me musically, just to be that prepared to be able to lead a group of people, because we only have about 45 minutes before the service and then it's go time. And it's been a great experience for me, and also empowering, I think, as a woman. And there, I don't see a lot of women doing this sort of thing by themselves. There are some couples that I know that do it, and so that's been really interesting to me in terms of kind of feeling where I need to push a little and pull a little to make it right for me. And
is religious music in your background? Did you
sure,
do
sure, yeah.
Of,
yeah. Jesse and I, we both we grew up in church, and so I sang in lots of church choirs, and I've been on stage singing at churches a lot, and definitely has taught me a lot about, you know, learning to play music for music's sake and for something other than the performance and attention of it, because that's not supposed to be as much of the deal when you're in.
That's only for Catholics. Everybody else is allowed to enjoy it. Just we Catholics, we could sing, but we couldn't enjoy it
as
Catholics.
Well, so. Yeah, and I'm not Catholic.
That's why the Lutherans got all the good music. That's what happened.
That's fair. Actually, we've been paid more by Lutheran churches than any other church to play music.
Well,
they
have the best composers. Here's the thing. Well, that's cool stuff. I want to remind everybody that we are listening to the Pinkerton Raid on the State of Things. And they're going to be at Motorco tonight and are all around the state. And Jesse, you work for the NNO, right? You were a crime writer.
That's right. Yeah. Newspaper journalism was my full-time work for about 11 years. And I still do some of it. I do some freelance work for different magazines and newspapers around the country. But I'm also playing a lot of music these days between a couple of sort of part-time church-related gigs, and then the Pinkerton Raids keep me pretty busy. So,
well, I want to give you time to play us out, but I want to remind everybody that the Pinkerton Raid is Jesse James DeCanto, Katie DeCanto, John DePue, Scott McFarlane, and Eric Johnson, and they're going to be playing tonight, 8 o'clock, Motor Cove Music Hall in Durham, North Carolina. Then they're going to be in Wilmington tomorrow, Charlotte, Winston-Salem, and Raleigh later in the month, and all that information is at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Charlie Shelton-Ormond, and Laura Pelliser. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wodarski's helping out today. Brent Wolf is WNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Pinkerton Raid. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
This one's called Ghost in My Bed.